Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick. Hello?
Yeah, calling about the...
Oh yeah, do you want to just let me start off with that 16-digit reservation code? I'll pull up your file here.
It's
8193. Sorry, you're just cutting out a little bit. All right, bear with me while I pull it up. And who is it I have the pleasure of speaking with today? I'm sorry, you cut out once again.
My name is Chris.
Chris. And are you calling with Glendale Rentals, it looks like? Perfect. And just in case we get disconnected, what's the best number for me to reach you at, Chris?
The same number that I'm calling on now.
Could you just give that to me real quick? I don't have caller ID.
720.
Sorry, I'm catching every other word you say, so I'm doing my best. All right, Chris, I got a few pieces of information I got to confirm here on your file, then I'll go ahead and answer any questions. It looks like you guys are out in Glendale, Wyoming, correct?
Correct.
Billing address for you guys still P.O. Box 97, Glendale 82213?
Yeah, that's right.
And are you the 100% owner for you?
I'm the head of the corporation. There is other people involved.
Okay, what's like the ownership breakdown for you guys? You said you're a corporation?
That's right, LLC.
Okay, how many owners do you guys have?
It's just my vice president and myself.
Okay, are you guys like 50-50 owners then?
90-10.
90-10? Are you the 90 or the 10?
I'm the 90.
Okay, nice. And then how long have you guys been running the show out there in Glendale?
I've been in business for 35 years.
Oh, nice. That's quite the time to be in business, quite an accomplishment out there.
It is.
Did you start it all up yourself, or, I mean, how did you get in the industry?
I started it myself.
Oh, nice. And you said you're an LLC. Is Glendale Rentals also the DBA name for you guys?
We are also doing business as Westside Sprinkler.
Westside Sprinkler. That's just the DBA name for you guys, correct? You guys are a company named Glendale Rentals?
Correct.
Perfect. And what's the best email for you, Chris?
I don't have anything set up right now.
Okay, do you guys maybe have like a company one, anything for Glendale or maybe even your other business partner?
At gmail.com.
I'm sorry, Chris, I only got at Gmail. What was the start of it?
At gmail.com.
Hi, sorry, Chris, I really can barely catch you here. Do you maybe have another number I could call you on?
No, I do not.
Okay, now I can hear you. Could you just repeat that one more time for me? I apologize. I got at Gmail. That's all I got from you.
GlendaleRentals@gmail.com.
Perfect. I heard you loud and clear that time. Thank you. All right, Chris, so if you want to just let me know what it is you're looking for, I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Well, I didn't know what you had to offer here. You guys are in Cardiff, California.
Yes, sir.
My brother used to live there.
Oh, nice. Was he actually in Cardiff or just down in, like, San Diego?
He rode with a motorcycle club called the Rogues of Cardiff.
Oh, nice. That's pretty cool. Do you ever come out and visit him or ride with him?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That's, I'm sure that was pretty fun, huh?
Oh yeah, these guys are good guys.
Yeah, yeah. Cardiff's a great place. I know you guys are out in Wyoming though. Are you guys close to Cheyenne? Is that where the school's at?
Yeah, there's a school in Laramie.
Laramie, that's it. That's right. I only ask. I'm from Boise, Idaho, and I know BSU's up there this weekend. So for football.
Hey.
All right, but yeah, what was it you were looking for? We do working capital and we finance equipment.
Okay. Well, I hadn't really even thought of anything. I was just wondering.
Just kind of returning the mailer.
Yeah, kind of returning the mailer, finding out what you guys had available.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, do you have any plans coming up for the rest of the year? Maybe any equipment you were looking to add on, or maybe if you just wanted to bring on some cash?
Well, I was thinking more in the cash route. I have a building that I own, and it's zoned residential and commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Right now the banks are so tight they squeak when they walk.
Oh yeah.
It's really hard to get anything around here because of the gas industry taking a dump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're not loaning anything and trying to move the business ahead. You know how that is without any help.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they make it really hard. We actually, you know, that's one of the nice things about us is we, you know, do specialize in, you know, helping out small to medium-sized businesses. And, you know, we have a lot of the programs that, you know, just that same situation where, you know, the bank kind of can't help you guys out.
Yeah, they just, when I hear the president say, go to your community bank and he'll help you.
He has no idea what he's talking about, man. He was just down here in La Jolla like earlier this week and just making a yeah. So, sorry, I don't want to say anything that might rub you the wrong way.
they're saying they're helping small business, but they're not. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, not at all. I hear it every day over here, so no worries at all. How much were you looking to bring on? Much cash.
I didn't know what you guys did. You have to have collateral, do you? Is that how you loan? Or?
All right. So basically, the cash, our capital loans, they are unsecure. So it is a little more expensive. I mean, if you want to keep that in mind, because it is unsecure cash. Basically, we're going to be giving you cash, you know, on a few factors. We do have a few, you know, factors that we do take a look on. Our primary one is sales that we do base the loan off. So we're going to take a portion of your sales and kind of unlock that back to you. We also do take a look at credit, time in business, things like that. But yeah, for the main part, it is that sales. It is a little more expensive, but like I said, too, there is no collateral on that. I mean, you'll be signing for the business, but it's not, you're not personally, what's the word, reliable for this loan. Like, we're not going to come take your house if worse came to worse. You're basically just signing for the business. So, you would be the personal guarantor for that business loan. Doesn't mean necessarily that you are the one, you know, responsible for that. But yeah, just basically the business needs somebody to sign for it. It is unsecured, so, you know, they are short-term business loans as well. Almost more of like an opportunity loan, especially, you know, you mentioned you looking to grow. You know, where you can kind of bring this on, kind of have it as a bridge loan and kind of, you know, get a return on it.
Okay.
But, well, I mean, go ahead, sorry.
I just didn't know what you had to offer. It says up to 5 years here.
Okay. Yeah, with the 5 years, more of our secured loans with the equipment, those, you know, typically are about 2 to 5 years. The capital, and just to kind of give you an idea of how it is we work, what we're going to do is we're going to approve you for the longest amount and longest term possible, and then we put the ball in your court and kind of, you know, let you decide, kind of work backwards from that, whichever you do see fit. Are you looking for more of a long-term loan like that then?
Well, I'm not really sure what the heck I'm looking for. Like I said, it's been real rough, and and just trying to hang in there through all this, to weather the storm once again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. What could you kind of elaborate on the business up there for you guys? What is Glendale Rentals? What exactly do you guys do?
Well, we do. We have equipment rentals, and that end of the business has taken a real beating.
What kind of equipment do you guys rent?
Well, we rented out the machinery called the Dingo.
Okay.
It makes the Dingo.
Right.
And that's over 45 different attachments that go on the machine, and then you take it out, and it can go from a pipe puller to a trencher to a backhoe
in
30 seconds or less.
Yeah, it's quite the machine, right?
Yes, it is, and that's what I do the west side sprinkler with, too.
Okay, I was just going to ask you that, too.
Yes, in other words, it's one business feeds the other business.
So is West Side Sprinklers a different business separately, or is that just the DBA name for Glendale?
It's DBA, and it's pretty separate, even though it's filed under the same tax heading.
Okay, I gotcha. But you filed them both together under the same tax ID?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Just wanted to clarify that. All right.
Now you have to
go ahead. Sorry.
You have to diversify nowadays.
Right.
So you're not going to succeed.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just going to say, I mean, you know, with the weather and you know the season starting to change up there too, does that have any effect on the rentals or you know with the weather and the ground and whatnot?
Well, it certainly does. It this is our snow season's coming on.
Okay.
You know, there's other things that we do besides snow removal.
Oh, you guys do snow removal too?
Yes.
How's that? Does that keep you guys pretty busy, I'm guessing?
Well, it does if we get it.
How was the season last year? Did it not snow too much up there?
It did not.
That's surprising. Doesn't it usually snow quite a bit up in Wyoming?
It certainly does.
What was that about? Was that just kind of the economy, the times are changing? I know winter was pretty weird all around last year.
Well, they didn't have any snow in Alaska last year either.
Yeah, it's that global warming.
I don't know what the hell it is, but it's just that you have to diversify it. I'm a builder, too. I build houses and so on and so forth. So
okay.
We pretty much do it all.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys do, you know, just about a little bit of everything then.
That's true.
So you guys would be kind of just bringing some cash on for, you know, kind of some operational expenses, kind of get you by on the slow times?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I mean, I work with people in the exact same situation every day, so no worries on that. Did you have maybe a ballpark on how much you guys would be looking to bring on? Maybe like, I mean, 100,000, 50, 25, I mean, anywhere around there? Or?
Well, I think 75 would put us through.
Okay. To kind of give you a better idea, too, what did you guys do in sales for this last year, for 2015? Do you have a ballpark on that, maybe?
Well, probably similar to 2016. We're right in the 60,000 range.
I'm sorry, you cut out. You said 600,000?
50,000 to 60,000 range.
Okay. 50,000 to 60,000. And what are you guys tracking for this year?
Well, probably right in that same area again.
Around 60-ish?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I did mention, though, you know, with this capital, we do take a big... It's based off of primarily your sales, so, you know, you can cash flow the note. 75 might be a little much just based on the sales that you guys did. We still can probably get you guys, you know, something... I'm not sure, you know, what specifically. It really depends on a few other factors. But yeah, I mean, I'd love to, you know, take a look at it and see what we can do. Other than that, another one of our factors is credit. How would you rate your credit out there?
My credit is excellent. I deal in the rental business, so I buy and sell equipment all the time.
Right, so your credit's probably pretty good from that, huh?
Well, to give you an example, Western Finance, I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Yeah, definitely.
They've credited me for 230.
Oh, they already did?
Yes.
Did they give you an approval for that, or was that just kind of like a pre-approval? I mean, like, did you have any paperwork on it?
Yes, I do have paperwork, and it is approved that much.
Oh, no. Go ahead, sir.
I've been with a tour company for 35 years.
Oh, right, right. Nice. So was that the other option you were looking at going with if you kind of didn't bring on financing with us?
No, that's just for equipment.
Oh, okay. I see. I gotcha.
Yes. They don't do much for the cash end of it.
Right, right. I gotcha.
Right. We're looking for more cash than we are equipment. We're loaded with it. I have tons of equipment.
Right. Is that who you guys typically go with for the equipment too?
That's correct. That's we have for years.
Okay.
Western Funds. They're out of North Dakota, Devil's Lake.
Right, right. Yeah, right, right. So, I was just going to say, too, we also, finance the equipment. So if you guys had anything in mind coming up in the future, we could definitely help you out with that as well. Do you maybe have a, ballpark on your personal credit, like maybe sevens towards 800?
Yeah, so I'm up in there, in the high sevens.
When's the last time you had that check, too?
Just recently, I ended up picking up a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Oh, first, nice. You ride bikes too?
I do. My whole family has for years.
Yeah, I know. You said your brother was down here biking and whatnot.
Riding with the rogues of Cardiff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a. Go ahead.
Have you ever seen them guys riding around?
I see bikers all the time, but I mean nowadays, everybody's got their own little gang of.
Look on the back of their jacket. It says Rogues Cardiff, Southern California.
I'll keep my eye out for those rogues. See if I can find. I'll give them a yell and ask one of them's Chris's brother. I'm just giving you a hard time, but I mean that's got to be a nice place to bike around. I mean, down by the ocean in Southern California.
Oh, I love it out there, man. Don't get me wrong. I love it out there.
It's nice, but I mean, you kind of get to miss in all those seasons and the normal weather that the rest of the world gets.
Well, you know, about riding out here, I'm right off the Oregon Trail, so it's a beautiful, beautiful place, and there's no traffic.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that makes me miss back up there. I'm actually from the Pacific Northwest, too. I'm not from San Diego, so kind of go a little both ways on that. Once you get away, you kind of start missing, all the seasons, snow and whatnot. Get tired of the sun all the time.
Yeah, it's tough to take, even though I'd like to take it. I'm a big Northern California fan.
Oh, yeah, same here. That's actually where my family's from, so.
I love it up there. A bunch of Italians up there. That's what I am.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. What part up there? Is it like by San Francisco or?
A little town called Bodega Bay.
Oh, really? I know exactly. With the birds. Have you seen that movie? It's coming up on Halloween, too.
That's my stomping grounds.
I love Bodega Bay. I go up there every time I'm up there. My grandma, actually, they still live up in Santa Rosa. So about, 20 minutes inland. I go up there all the time. I love it up there.
Yeah, I got people up in that area and at the vineyards and it's just gorgeous out there.
Yeah, Northern California is awesome, but to get back kind of on track, when were you looking to bring all this on by too, just hypothetically speaking, were you kind of looking to make this move pretty soon or?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to. I got property, I have equipment, I got all the stuff, but I need the cash.
Mm-hmm. No, I got you completely. And just, you know, kind of to get the priorities straight, you know, here too. You know, say I wouldn't be able to get you that 75K full amount you were looking for. Would maybe, you know, a smaller amount would still be satisfactory for you guys? Or, you know, I just don't want to come back to you.
Yeah, I would be okay with that. Just to give you an ID, I went through some medical issues this last year, and I ended up having open heart surgery. So it put the hurt on me pretty good, but I'm coming back, man. It's stronger and better than ever.
That's great to hear, Chris. I mean, it's good. It went well, right?
Well, you know, they told me that it was from an issue that I had when I was a child.
What was it?
Well, I always had high blood pressure.
Oh, jeez, man.
They never let me play football or box. And, of course, you know, at the end of it all, they'd go, oh, okay, you can play. We need you on the
team.
You grew out of that high blood pressure. Well, shit, I never did.
Jeez.
That caught me now.
Well, I'm glad to hear, you know, you got taken care of and everything went smoothly on it.
Well, you know, they saved my life, and I feel like I'm 16 years old again.
That's awesome, man. That's great to hear.
And I ended up making, you know, probably about 60 grand this year back in the sprinkler with the dingo. You know, 20,000 feet of square feet of sod I laid, mm-hmm. 5 or 6 sprinkler systems I installed, and
mm-hmm.
so I'm right back there again. I'm down at the gym here on the treadmill.
Nice, yeah, just getting some cardio in.
I've learned what the heart healthy diet means.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, nothing to take lightly, right? You only have one of them.
Well, that's it. And if you don't realize, a lot of guys don't realize that working 24/7 is not the same as cardio.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, you definitely got to have that balance, and you know, especially with work, and you know how much stress and you know everything else comes with that. You know, you got to have a break and you know actual real life, right?
Now, 35 years in business. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. That's quite the accomplishment right there.
And I've been successful for all these years. But as soon as this nonsense has happened in the White House, it's just got worse and worse. But up here now, the oil and gas is in the toilet.
Yep. We hear about that all the time. I mean, Montana, you know, the Dakotas, you know, that whole, you know, area up there, the oil is, you know, that fuel oil industry is really kind of taking a hit recently.
They're all laid off, but I'm still making money.
Yeah, that's the way to be.
That's right.
But, you know, the other thing I was just going to say, I'll go ahead and shoot you over the application right when we got off the phone. Basically, all it is we require, especially for this capital, just a one-page application, very simple, straightforward. Along with that is 6 months of the most recent business bank statement, so we can, you know, get the health of the business, whatnot, see the overall, you know, health, whatnot, and then a copy of the most recent tax return, so we can get the ownership breakdown and whatnot. Other than that, after I get everything in from you, I can get you an answer within about 24 hours of what we can do for you, and then, you know, say hypothetically speaking, you know, you really like it, whatever. We can go ahead and fund in even about, you know, as fast as, you know, 24 hours total from getting everything back, just, you know, in a real perfect world. So just kind of, you know, throwing that out there for you, too. You want me to shoot that over? Go ahead, sir.
I have your business loan app right here. You sent in the mail with me.
Right. I'll go ahead and email you one, because we're going to need an actual wet signature on it, and I know it goes a lot faster, you know, if you kind of go the email route on it. I know, you know, we always mail those ones out as well, too, but I'll go ahead and shoot you one over on the email, and then I'll give you the list of what it is we require. And then also, too, I know earlier you said you guys are on track for about 60K. Is that what you're going to, you know, is that going to be your, what you're going to pocket off the year, or is that like the annual sales, you know, total for the business?
I think that's annual sales for the business.
Okay, so like on the tax return for last year, you guys probably had about 50K or somewhere around there for the annual sales?
I think so, on that area, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no worries. Just wanted to clarify that real quick. I know I had kind of some bad service at the start of the call.
But they carved me up.
What was that? I'm sorry?
I said last year is when they carved me up like a turkey.
How long ago did they do that to you?
In April.
Of 15?
And it was April 6th, and I was back at work June.
Wow, that's a real short.
Yeah. Yes, it was, man. And these boys I had were good.
Did you have that done out in Wyoming, or where did you have that surgery at?
It wasn't in Wyoming. They didn't have the right tools, is what they told me, the cowboys.
Where'd you go for that?
Went to Casper, and then they flew me out of Casper down to Denver.
Oh, wow.
To a place called Anschutz.
I've heard of that, actually. It's a pretty big hospital, right?
One of the best heart places in the country.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard exactly of that one.
And they gave me a new lease on life, brother.
Yeah, renewed it for you, right?
Well, you know, you're very lucky to get through one of them, and then to get a second chance is just incredible.
Yeah, I bet, man. I bet. But that's awesome to hear. I'm glad that's been working out for you. No problems ever since you had it?
No problems whatsoever, which is an amazing, amazing thing, especially when they replaced every artery.
Oh, wow.
They took them from my legs and made new ones for my heart.
Right, for your heart. Wow, that's crazy.
They don't cut your leg open anymore. They just cut your leg at the top and pull it out of there like a worm.
Mm-hmm, right.
Cut it on the bottom.
They make you a new vein. Yeah, well, it's crazy, man. The whole medical industry, you know, that's all something else.
Yes, it is.
All right, well, go ahead, sir.
You go ahead. I just I'll wait to hear from you. I didn't know if you guys had any kind of figures on interest rate returns that I'd be paying, or.
We do. It just really depends on, you know, which programs you are eligible for in the end, because, you know, we do, you know, have a few different ones over here. You know, typically with the capital programs, though, you know, payments on those are going to be daily, monthly, or weekly. Typically for first-time customers, though, you guys are eligible for more the daily and weekly side of it. But as far as the rate, I can't really give you something, you know, set in stone without, you know, processing the application and whatnot. But what kind of, you know, just kind of, you know, get on the same page with you. What kind of loan were you looking for? I mean, what kind of payments, you know, length? What do you have in mind for an ideal loan?
Well, it doesn't sound like you guys are going to be looking for it. Really sounds bad to me. So I'm going to go ahead and just pass on it.
You cut out real quick.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be way too tight for me, man.
Why is that?
I need a bigger space.
You need a what?
A bigger space, bigger lengths.
Right, so you're looking for a longer term?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you'd be looking for probably weekly, monthly payments?
I'm looking for monthly, but for years.
Okay. How long of, you know, term are you looking for on that?
Well, I'm looking maybe for 15, 20 years.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you know, this capital loan max would be 36 months on that. So, you know, definitely not a long-term loan like that. We, you know, yeah, just a few different things on that, but I mean, yeah, I'd love to give it a shot and shoot that over to you, and, you know, I'm sure there's something we can do for you. What other options do you have right now, though? I know you said the bank hasn't gotten back to you and you weren't going to go that way, but what other options do you have for, you know, bringing on some funds?
The only option I have left is Donald Trump.
I'm counting on him, too. just filled out my vote the other day.
That's good. That's good, man, because I'm doing the same. He's the only thing left. I don't know what to do after that, brother.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, like, you're a businessman. I am, too. You know, we're over here at a bank, and, you know, just, you know, all the everything going on with all that is just crazy. It's something else, but no, go ahead, sir.
I've never seen the banks so tight.
Mm-hmm.
As they walk, their asses squeak.
Yeah, it's true, man, and it really is. But yeah, what I was just gonna say was, you know, I'd love to give it a shot, and, you know, I'm sure that we do have a few different programs over here. You might even be, you know, pretty satisfactory with, you know, and especially with these loans, because, you know, they are, you know, meant for a situation specifically just like yours. And, you know, we've been on the phone for a while now. I've gathered some pretty good info on you guys. So, you know, I'm pretty sure there are some options we have here. I'd love to give it a shot. And we do work very fast over here, too. So, you know, just hypothetically speaking, say you didn't even like what we gave to you. At least, you know, we gave it a shot and you could go your separate way. But, you know, I'd love to at least give it a shot.
All right. Just go ahead and email that to you then.
All right, Chris, I'll go ahead and do that, and then like I said, too, the sooner I get it back from you, the sooner I can get you some actual answers. If not, though, I'll go ahead and keep in touch with you and, you know, keep checking in on you. Oh, but before I get you off the phone, Chris, could I leave you with my my direct number here? This number that you got me on is the hotline number here at the bank.
Go ahead.
It's 858-252-1481. And then my name's Patrick.
Okay. You're going to be looking for the Rogues Cardiff.
Yep, you got it. I'll go ahead and keep my eye out for them and go ahead and, you know, we'll see what we can do for you over here with this capital.
All right. Also, you might see me in Bodega Bay one of these days.
All right. I'll keep my eye out for you, too, on that.
I eat at the Tides restaurant.
I've been there actually, right on the water, right?
That's where they were looking out the windows when the car came down and it exploded in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. I love that movie, man. Just about to watch it actually. I watch it every Halloween.
Every Halloween. That's my hometown, brother.
That's right. All right, Chris, I'll shoot you that email, I'll keep my eye out for it.
All right, man.
All right, have a good rest of your day, man.